If you have the old gonorrhea, hang on to that.
It's good to hold on to that. Keep it.
Yeah,
keep it.
That's going to become a collector's item very soon. 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Not much.
Tim is currently out.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, I think he's at the Omaha
Comic Con.
Yeah, he must fucking hate his life.
Yeah.
So, he's not here because he had to work at 8 a.m. and... So he just sent us a very depressed looking picture and he's got some like lines around his neck. So we're making a whole bunch of like death jokes. And then he sends us a picture of the Comic-Con thing. So yeah, he pretty much must want to kill himself.
Yeah, that's kind of suck, especially on a fucking Sunday. Like not only are you there at 8 a.m., but like, is there really that many people there?
Oh, you know, there's the weeaboos and the
body pillows that are there.
Yeah, the girls who think they're furries, so they get up early in the morning to catch their prey.
It's easy to catch your prey in the morning.
They're caught off guard and not quite awake yet. Will you be my waifu?
So what's up, Andy?
Not much. Let's see. I saw Spider-Man.
Did you? Was that good?
It was legit. It was probably the best Spider-Man.
I know. Everyone's saying that. I need to go see it.
Yeah. It's nice because... that's the word I'm looking for. It's nice because it hooks in with all the Marvel universe, but Spider-Man is also kind of takes like a back seat in the story. Like, Spider-Man's Spider-Man, but it's more about Peter Parker than anything.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
You know, it's... Ever since the very first Spider-Man came out with Tobey Maguire, every time there's a new Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man 3 notwithstanding, like everyone's like, really? Another Spider-Man movie? But then I'm like, I liked it more than the previous one. Like,
yeah, they've gotten better each time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know it's crazy that we've had, this is what, the sixth Spider-Man movie since the first Tobey Maguire? Because there was two amazing.
The sixth, yeah.
And... But every time I think Peter Parker gets better.
Yeah. This Peter Parker's awesome. They did a good job.
Yeah, so that looks pretty cool.
I saw Baby Driver a couple weeks ago. That was good.
What?
Baby Driver, the Edgar Wright, the Shaun of the Dead director's new movie. It's that car chase one. Heist.
I have not heard about that one.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's probably... Like, Shaun of the Dead's is best, but this is probably number two. It's really good. Like, 95% of the car chases, or, like, all the car chasing in the movie is real, and the only CG is, like, touching up the background scenes because they had to close down streets.
Wait. The Shaun of the Dead director, he also directed Hot Fuzz, right?
Yeah, Hot Fuzz, At World's End, was going to do Ant-Man.
Son, there's no way that movie is better than Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz is awesome, but dude, the car chases in this movie are fantastic. My only gripe with Hot Fuzz is it takes so long to build up to the climax of the movie, and it kind of drags on in the middle.
I mean, yeah, but his hand's a bit stiff.
But the end of Hot Fuzz pays off so much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good movie. They blow the whole thing wide open and then do the necessary paperwork.
That's a good movie. How's your week?
Pretty good. I mean, I know I say this every week, but dude, fucking nothing special.
Well, dude, once you hit a certain age or like a certain level of adulthood or age out of the party or just anything.
If I wanted to do crazy things, I could.
Yeah.
If I really wanted to, I could go out there and find something to do.
But sometimes...
Like, if I wanted to go out to a bar every single night, I could.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money. That's why
I that is a lot of money.
Out.
Yeah,
bars are expensive. When I can get like a 6-pack at home and be okay.
I hate bars anyway. They're so dark and loud that you're trying to talk to someone and they're like, "What? What?"
Yeah, you have to yell. That's the worst, especially if there's live bands.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Yes, I would like another $5 shot.
Yeah. Oh, Jägerbomb 650. That's fine.
Yeah, fuck that. I've got my own peaches, soaking my own peach vodka here at home.
Bam. I was going to say, since the Steam sale is over... Oh, how was your 4th? That was a thing.
I was out on the deck and looked at some fireworks for a while.
Ooh.
Some fucker lit like a really loud firework last night.
Oh, man, it's, 2 nights ago someone did that.
It's like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, dude. It's July 8th.
Yeah, I was like, I'll sort of forgive you on, July 5th.
The 5th.
That's fine, but yeah, after that, stop it.
Yeah. It was a super loud boom, too, and I just, like, fucking looked out my window, like, there's gonna be someone there looking back at me, so that I could be like... Fuck you.
Just open the blinds, his eyes staring back.
There you are.
Son of a bitch. Mine was fine. It was nice. It was like we went over to Camilla's parents and then her sister or her brother and kids came over. And it was nice. It was low key. I enjoyed it. And we lit off some ground and some fountains and that was it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, Steam Store, since the sale is over, what all did you buy?
Oh, Christ. I kind of wish you would have prepared me beforehand on this one.
Well, while you're looking, every Steam sale, I always buy a bunch of cheap-ass games or like, bundles and stuff, but I always do one big purchase. Like, for a game I really want, or, like, if... I guess big as in less than 30 bucks for big purchases. So my big purchase this time was, oh, crap, it doesn't let me do them. Witcher 3 Game of the Year Edition.
Nice, I was gifted that.
I really wanted that game. But then bundles, I got, let's see. I got the Unreal Tournament bundle.
Yeah.
That was nice. And then I got the Mountain Blade bundle, because those games I've heard are really fun. And then... I don't know by name. I wish they let you sort by purchase. And then, let's see.
Don't they have, like, a purchase history area? Because that's what I'm looking for right now.
At least on the mobile app, they do not.
Okay.
I know on the actual Steam, they do.
They sure do. Yeah. I found it. I found it on the website.
Oh, on the website?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why the fuck don't they have it in? Whatever. Mountain Blade, Unreal. I feel like there's one more I got. One more bundle pack I got, but I don't remember. Oh, Hitman.
Nice.
The newest one. That's fun. The only thing that I don't like about that is you have to be very patient. It's a game that you wait for a lot of things to happen, or you wait to do the kill. And sometimes I'm used to like fast pace, so I try and run through them.
Nice.
I have to like tell myself to slow down. Payday 2, I got that, but that was free.
Yeah. Oh,
Rage, that's what I got.
I just, I uninstalled Payday 2, it's the only Steam game I have that's not installed, because, it was trying to update, and then it would, like, update fully, and then it just, like, wouldn't finish downloading.
Mine did that, and eventually it updated.
Yeah, I spent about, it hung on there for, like, a day, and then my hybrid drive is finally getting to the point where there was only 81 gigs left on it. So I was like, well, something's going to go. Might as well be this one.
Yeah, I was breaching the threshold of mine, too.
If for any reason you want to play Payday 2, give me a heads up, because I need to install it.
Yeah, I'd like to play it someday.
Is that it for your purchase?
That is, that is.
Okay. Well, here we go. I was preparing myself for the Steam sale, so I bought a lot. I bought Metal Gear Solid 5.
Have you played it yet?
No. Oh, so I haven't played it yet.
So good up to the end.
Saints Row 4.
That's a good game.
The Walking Dead Michonne. The Walking Dead A New Frontier, the most recent Walking Dead Telltale game.
Is that the third season, basically?
Yeah. Okay. Oblivion, Game of the Year.
I can't go wrong with that.
Depth. Morrowind, Game of the Year.
Nice.
Batman Arkham Origins. Batman Arkham City, Game of the Year. Batman Arkham Asylum, Game of the Year. And then I bought 2 Middle Earth Shadow of Mordors as gifts.
Are you pumped about the update that lets you import your nemesis? Did you hear about that? They did an update for Shadow of Mordor that you can import your nemesises from Shadow of Mordor into Shadow of War.
I did not hear about
this. It came out last
week. To be fair, I don't really have a memorable nemesis in Shadow of Mordor.
I wonder if they'll like remember things you did.
When I played on Xbox One, like I wasn't very good. And so like I died a few times. So like I got to know his name was Scoth Oathbreaker. I got to know my nemesis. When I played on Steam, like I had already played the game once, so like I was pretty solid at it. And so I don't know if I ever died. Nice. And when I got to the end where you like where you meet your rival one last time or whatever, I'm just like, who the fuck are you? I bought Battlefield Bad Company 2.
I actually looked at that. I looked at it. And I was like, ah, I'm okay.
I bought Batman Arkham Knight.
You'll have to let me know how that runs on PC.
Yeah, I have no idea when I'm going to get to it. So I'm going to play Mass Effect. Which I'm getting near the end, honestly.
Did you get all 3?
I have Mass Effect 2.
Oh, okay.
After I beat Mass Effect 2, I'm going to think long and hard about Mass Effect 3, which is only on Origin. It's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know. I'm going to think about it. You know what's crazy is, like, Origin has this, like, they have this, like, subscription service.
Like, oh yeah, isn't it like EA Now or EA
something like that? But Mass Effect 3 is one of the games you get with it. I'm almost tempted to like do the service, download Mass Effect 3, and then cancel the service.
If it's like PlayStation Plus, where
you
can only play the game if you're subscribed to the service.
So I might like have to hurry up and beat it in a month, which I could probably do. That doesn't seem like too far fetched.
Yeah, that doesn't seem bad.
And then just cancel the service. So instead of paying $30 to buy for the game, I pay like $8.99 or whatever it is for the service. I don't know. It's something I'm thinking about.
You could always look at like CD keys.
That's another thing I was going to do. Let's look at CD keys. Yep. I bought out Burnout Paradise.
Nice. That's a good game.
The ultimate box. You know, I didn't like it as much as Burnout Revenge, but, you know, Burnout Revenge isn't on Steam, so.
I liked Burnout Revenge. That was a good one.
About Audio Surf 2.
Can't go wrong with Audio Surf. That's a good game.
About Bro Force.
I have Bro Force on the PS4, I think.
I bought Burnout Paradise again for a gift. Then I got the Counter-Strike pack. I got Counter-Strike Zero, or Condition Zero, Counter-Strike Source, and Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
Nice. Global Offensive is so good.
Mm-hmm. I got Guns of Icarus Online, Beat Hazard.
Oh, dude, Beat Hazard's so good. Mm-hmm. I love that game.
Golf with Your Friends, Honey Pop.
Isn't that Golf with Your Friends VR too? Or can it play?
I think it can be VR.
Yeah, I think it can be.
Since I was given Honeycam Studio as a gift over Christmas, I decided to buy Honey Pop and finish the series.
Is that like a DLC for it?
No, that's the first game.
Oh, it is? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Waifu Simulator. And then the final thing I bought, which took like 2 weeks to get here, Steam Link.
Nice. Oh, yeah. How much did you pay for that?
I paid $22.98.
Nice.
Now, it's normally $50, and it was on sale for $15, but they get you with the shipping. Because the shipping was like $7.99.
Yeah. Have you set it all up and everything?
It's all set up. I haven't quite used it yet. It's only been a couple days. So, but it's all set up. Like, it's ready to go whenever I need it.
I've heard the only downside about it is if you're streaming games wirelessly and using the Steam Link wirelessly, there's some lag. But if one of them is hardlined or hardwired, you're good to go.
Both my Steam Link and the computer I'd be using it on are hardwired.
Oh, then you're good to go, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only downside I've heard is just the wireless to wireless can give you some lag.
The only thing that bugs me, and it's not a big deal, but it kind of bugs me, is that the cable I have that goes from my router through the wall to my Steam Link, the little clip is broken off on the...
The one that I use for my PC, is the clip's broken too. Yeah. So every time a cat decides to get back there, I lose my fucking internet.
And like, it stays in there, but it just bugs me that when I plug it in, it doesn't click.
I need that click!
Click, damn you. So I haven't quite used it yet, but like I said, it's all ready to go. I have a wired controller hooked to it. It has Bluetooth, but...
Oh, it has Bluetooth.
But the thing is, I would normally use my Bluetooth controller here at my computer, and I just don't want to repair it.
That makes sense.
So
you can use a 360 controller on it, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. So I currently have plugged into it, like, it's got three USB ports, a power port and an HDMI port, and so I got the power and HDMI plugged in, and then I've got my controller, but I also have a wireless keyboard and mouse plugged into it too.
Nice.
So I have that option too. I love how I've just amassed so many like gadgets over the years that like it was like you can hook up a wireless keyboard and mouse. I was like, huh, I wonder if I have a wireless keyboard and mouse around here. And then I opened my closet and I have to move like five keyboards out of the way to to find the keyboard and mouse combo.
Dude, so I have an This goes into the collection of all the shit over the gadgets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find my Diablo 2 and Lord of Destruction, like the discs.
Mm-hmm.
I looked through every fucking inch of my apartment and my parents' house, and I cannot find it. But in that, I realized how many Ethernet and PC power cables
yeah.
I have. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But I did find Warcraft 3 and its expansion, so I was pretty happy about that
because
I thought that was lost to the cosmos. But I think I might have to buy it again, which
Damn.
I'm pretty fucking salty about.
When I grabbed my wireless keyboard and mouse, by the way, this wireless keyboard and mouse I've had since 2008. It's an old keyboard and mouse combo, and it has served me so incredibly well. And it was like, it's like a bargain brand keyboard and mouse combo. You know, I was like a senior in high school. I just got my first computer.
I'm going to do wireless.
Yeah. And it has served me so incredibly well. I think there's another actual keyboard and mouse combo in there, but all the other ones are separate. It's either a separate wireless keyboard and separate wireless mouse, or it's a wired keyboard and a wired mouse.
Mm. Yeah, I have like five wired mouses sitting around.
Yeah.
I have a wireless keyboard and mouse. Like, I have one of those with the keyboard and the mouse is a touchpad and it's all in one.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a wireless keyboard and mouse, but I also don't know where the fuck that's at.
So, when I found the keyboard and mouse, one of the drawbacks to this keyboard and mouse is like the USB stick or whatever, there's no way to like attach it to either the keyboard and mouse, so like you better not lose it. And so when I found the keyboard and mouse, I was like, oh fuck, it's gonna take me forever to find this USB. Oh, found it.
Nice.
I was like, oh thank god it didn't take me forever to find this thing.
That's good.
Another weird thing about the Steam Link is it comes with plugs. It has an interchangeable AC adapter that comes with plugs for different regions.
I wonder if they do that just to be bros. But also, like, so the customer doesn't have to buy, like,
you know, it would just seem
or something.
I don't know. Like, I'm not a fucking expert. Maybe they do it to show, like, ooh, look how advanced we are.
Everybody gets a plug.
And, you know, maybe it's really not that expensive. I would think that, you know, you just see who the fuck bought the Steam Link and then give them the plug that goes with their region. Because, like, when am I ever going to use the other plugs? Because if I go abroad, why am I going to take my Steam Link with me?
I think they might do that just to simplify so they can make one big package instead of, like, a European edition and a U.S. edition.
Yeah. It comes with three different plugs. One for the United Kingdom. The other one is for, like, European Union. And the last one is, like, China, Australia, New Zealand, Japan use it? Something like that. Hmm. So, it's interesting. And then, it comes with the American one. Nice. So, yeah, it's interesting. Andy, we're already 20 minutes into the podcast.
Well, that's all right. It's just the two of us. We usually blow through the articles anyways.
All right, let's get into gaming news.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more. I need it! This is gaming news.
I fucked up. I usually try and play all the intros from the person that's not here today.
Dude, the amount of controllers the Steam Link... Oh my god! You can use the Ouya controller on Steam Link.
Guess who has two Ouya controllers? This guy.
Oh my god, yeah, the amount of controllers this thing supports.
I had to vacuum off a literal cobweb off my Ouya.
Yeah, man, this thing supports a metric shit ton of controllers.
Good. You know, I was gonna... Do you know, does the Steam Link support, like, can you open, like, emulators on it? I don't think you can.
I think it's just a link, like, yeah, between your computer and stuff.
Because I was like, is it worth putting, like, USB storage on it? But I was like, there's no, like,
yeah, no, I think local... It's just a link. I think it's just a link between your computer and the controller.
You know what can open emulators?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. So first order business here in gaming news, introducing Doomfist.
Oh, yeah. That was a thing.
That was super cool.
Have you played him yet?
No, I haven't, actually. But he looks awesome as shit. His
ultimate looks pretty badass.
Have you seen the cinematic?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was good.
He fucks Tracer up. He just murders her.
Yeah, I know the very first Overwatch, like the announcement cinematic, one of the kids in the museum talks about that battle where Winston takes down Doomfist with the primal punch. And then you see in Doomfist's cell, like that newspaper clipping, the primal punch, gorilla from the moon saves the world.
Nice. Yeah, Winston was pretty pissed in that cinematic. Yeah.
And then Doomfist is punching his way out of the prison.
That was cool.
I don't want to be that guy, but like, if he could just do that, why was he in there long enough to put up newspaper clippings?
He's biding his time.
Yeah.
Biding. His ultimate looks really fucking good.
Yes, looks so sweet. And he's invulnerable while he does it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that seems really...
You can't shoot him out really of the air. He's buffed. Off the map. And you don't have to be outside. You can do it inside.
Dude, that seems very...
You can go from outside to inside.
That seems very buffed. I bet they'll nerf it later on. Oh, well, that's probably why it's in the public test region.
Yeah. He's extremely mobile. Like, with all his abilities, uppercut, his dash, his punch down, like...
I'm a little bummed that it's not Terry Crews, but...
You know, I'm the opposite. I'm glad it's not Terry Crews.
Aw.
I like Terry Crews, but Terry Crews has a very specific role he plays, and that's the over-enthusiastic kind of guy. But Doomfist, as like a leader of Talon and like a serious guy, it doesn't seem like Terry Crews would fit the bill. Plus, they typically try and get voice actors like from the country that they're from.
That
Doomfist
makes sense,
is from Nigeria, so.
That'll be cool when he officially comes out.
Yeah. So that'll be pretty cool. He looks awesome. He looks like the kind of guy that like... If you get stuck in a fight with all your abilities on cooldown, you're pretty fucked.
Yes.
Because he seems like someone that can get in, get out. And then, like, if you get in and then you kind of get stuck in a fight and you're like, oh, fuck.
He's an offense hero, isn't he?
He is an offense hero. Right. And he has a passive ability where he gets 30 shields every time he hits someone with a punch.
Jeez.
They decay over the time, though. He doesn't just keep the shields.
Okay.
But that, I mean, that's a good thing. If, like, say you rocket punch in and you're able to, you know, uppercut a guy or slam a guy, you would have shields to at least wait for your rocket punch to come off cooldown, and then you could rocket out.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that'll be fun.
Pretty interesting. It's kind of funny that, you know, he's got this big giant fist, and I guess it's fitting that it's for special attacks only. I just never thought, you know, he would have a gun hand, you know. Pew, gun pew, pew. Cool. Pew, pew, pew. And if you just do a normal melee, he punches with his weak hand.
Makes sense.
No, grab my strong hand.
Oh, no. Won't.
So it's pretty fucking cool. I've seen a lot of videos on him. I see a lot of videos kind of agreeing on the same thing as, and I know this might sting Andy, but he's not an Orisa where no one but Andy uses him.
I love Orisa.
You do. And the thing is, the videos also agree that, like, Orisa's fine, but she's just, everyone finds a different thing to fill the role they want to play with Orisa.
I suppose. I just really like her barrier and that fucking suction ball, gravity ball. That thing is so good.
The fortify's good, too, in situations.
When you're getting fucking double teamed.
If a Reinhardt charges you and you turn it on, you knock the Reinhardt over.
I did not know that.
You should watch a video. There's a video, like, different enemy abilities, how they react with, I think the ability's called Halt.
Ooh, okay.
There's a lot of people that it will knock over or will knock things back.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting.
I will look into that.
And then, like, Sombra, when she came out, she was, many people said she was just useless. She's become super useful now.
Love Sombra.
Yeah, she's super useful in, like, the current
meta.
But she's also, like, the biggest answer to Doomfist.
Oh, canceling all his abilities?
Because a hacked Doomfist is almost worthless.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah. And that's why, I mean, he has, what, 3 abilities? He's got the E, left shift, and right click.
Yeah.
And if you hack him, you take all that away, and he's just got his little hand cannon.
Little pew, 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 pew.
And then Anna's the only one besides, it looks like maybe Doomfist here. I don't know, we gotta wait till this plays out. Anna was good, like, right away. Like, everyone loved Anna, like, immediately. And so, I don't think they've missed with any other new heroes. Because Anna, like I said, was good immediately. Sombra, people liked Sombra, and she eventually became really good. So, you hit with it. Orisa doesn't get a lot of play, to be honest, but, like, it's not like she's bad. Like, if you got...
She does her job.
If someone was like, and I mean, for you and I, our skill level, it doesn't fucking matter. Anyone can play Orisa. It's fine. Yeah, so the pros don't play Orisa. It doesn't matter. We're so far removed from that skill level. It doesn't matter.
We're just scrubs.
It's so much better to play what you know how to play than try and fit into some sort of meta that you don't know how to play.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Or don't want to play. Like,
just a bunch of scrubs.
Yeah, at this level, if someone's like, actually, can you go Genji? It's like, I don't know why anyone would say that, but you could just be like, no, fuck off. Like,
I'm good.
Let's, at our level, like, it, just keep some sort of light meta going. Couple healers, couple tanks, couple offense, fine, done. Doesn't matter who the tanks are. It almost doesn't matter who the healers are. I mean, a Lucio and a Zen are probably not super hot. You'd probably want at least a Mercy or an Anna. Someone who's like a direct...
Yeah, yeah.
Especially Zen. Zen, you don't want to be your only healer.
I love Zen.
Zen is good. I like Zen. Zen is super fun. And the thing about Zen, the trade-off to the fact that he can't heal immensely is the fact that he's fucking powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I've been shit on by a couple Zens before.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I don't think they've really missed with any of their new heroes, and Doomfist, again, looks like something they're just going to nail it. So
I was trying to find the original cast, or I guess the original lineup of Overwatch without all the added characters, but I guess I could just look at all the added characters instead. And
oh yeah, you could just subtract Anna, Orisa, Sombra, and Doomfist.
Is that really all the added ones?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, all the other ones were there already. Yeah.
Nice.
Cyber Gadget is making a Nintendo Switch keyboard that can dock to your Joy-Cons.
I saw that, I think this morning, someone had it, like, side-by-side with the GameCube keyboard one.
Nice.
I was like, it's fucking awesome. That's amazing.
Xbox users will soon be able to gift games to one another.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You'll be able to buy it and send it to someone as a gift.
I guess Sony or PlayStation doesn't have the idea. I guess I just never thought about that.
Oh my god. This article mentions Cuphead. I'm going to play Cuphead so bad.
I think it's pretty interesting that Cuphead is exclusively Xbox and PC. Like, it will never, ever come to PlayStation.
Well, who knows? Maybe years down the line.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's got like a... Well, I guess it's a Microsoft Studio, like, produced game. So
yeah.
Who knows when it'll come.
I mean, Microsoft owns Minecraft, but that thing's coming out for the Switch.
That's true.
But PlayStation is kind of a different thing.
Yeah, they're their own.
Do you plan on getting Cuphead?
It depends on what... Do you know the price?
No one knows the price yet.
I might wait for... Okay, well, it'll be three things. Cuphead looks amazing, and I want to support the developers for how much time that they're spending on that game.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on... Like, I'll get it for Steam, no doubt, or PC. It'll be if the reviews are good, and if it's, like, a good price point. If it's, like, $30 when it comes out...
Yeah.
But...
$30 is, like... That's my line. Like,
oh, 20 would be my line.
Oh, I don't think it's gonna be $20, man.
No. Or then, if it's good and it's above my price line, I'll just wait for a sale then and then get it on the sale. But I plan on it. It looks good. It looks like a good old arcade left-right shooter.
A full $60 release would make me very upset. But maybe they need to freaking recoup all that time and money. But no, $30 is about where I expect it to be, and that's where I'll buy it at if it comes out.
Yeah, I could see $30.
But it's got a very strong co-op element, so.
Oh, it does? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I was just saying. I get it. That makes sense.
You can play as the red cup or the blue cup. there is going to be a Steam UI overhaul. It was data mined a little while ago. You'll be able to, quote, quickly launch right back into recent games, use more discovery options for games, and the overall UI is getting a new coat of paint.
All right, that's fine. Do you remember what the original Steam looked like?
Barely.
Green and ugly as fuck. It was like diarrhea green.
It's the 1-year anniversary of Pokemon Go.
Oh, nice. Are they doing anything for it?
Yeah, you can catch a special Pikachu.
Ooh, I think I got the Christmas Pikachu. That's the special one I got.
The iconic Pikachu you can catch is wearing the hat of Ash Ketchum.
Oh, that's pretty neat. So every once in a while, I think about re-downloading that game just to have it when I'm out and about.
In addition to Pikachu, a limited time anniversary item pack is being added. You'll be able to grab a bunch of incubators, max revives, and ultra balls at a discounted rate.
All right.
You have until July 24th to grab that Pikachu.
All right, so end of the month then.
All right, Andy, that'll do it for gaming news. Let's move into technology.
From analog to digital to repulsor rays, tech so new, Tony Stark would be proud. Here comes technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
All right, so a flight attendant allegedly breaks a wine bottle over the head of a belligerent first-class passenger who allegedly screamed, "Do you know who I am?"
From Florida!
flight crews have been having a hard time recently, as we all know. Joseph Daniel Hudek IV. Wow.
What airline was this again? Sorry. Does it say?
Delta.
Delta, okay.
No wonder this guy is Joseph Daniel Hudek IV.
Oh, that sounds privileged.
Yeah,
already.
No fucking wonder he was yelling, "Do you know who I am?" What an asshole. He was flying on a dependent pass courtesy of his mother. God.
Do they have an age for this guy?
I'm getting there here. He boarded at Seattle Tacoma a little bit before 5 p.m. He's 23 years old. He ordered a beer and was served one. And all was well for about an hour into the flight until he went to the bathroom. The complaint says Hudek entered the lavatory briefly before reemerging to ask a flight attendant a question. That done, he returned to the bathroom, was there for around 2 minutes before he burst out the door and lunged for the emergency exit, grabbing the handle and attempting to open it. Two flight attendants dove to stop him, who pushed them away and continued to try and open the door. Delta staff later reported that Hudek did successfully move the handle halfway up, which could have opened opened at the altitude the plane was flying, had it been fully disarmed.
Oh, God.
While one flight attendant continued to battle Hudek, the other called the cockpit and told the pilot what was going on, prompting him to turn the plane around and head back towards Seattle. Meanwhile, other passengers sprang to help, to which Hudek responded by grabbing a bottle of red dessert wine. At author's note, they have dessert wine on airplanes. And knocking one of the assisting passengers in the head. He also punched several others. One unidentified witness said that he tried to choke him, and he just threw me off like a rag doll.
Oh, Jesus. I wonder if the guy went to the bathroom and did some, like, drugs.
The brawl continued to escalate, flight attendant grabbing two full-liter wine bottles and hitting Hudek over the head, causing at least one to shatter. Hudek did not seem fazed by the impact, shouting something to the effect of, "Do you know who I am?"
Dude, drugs. I'm saying drugs.
Damn. Hudek was wrestled to the ground and his limbs were zip-tied.
Jesus.
The plane and its 210 passengers landed back in Seattle after 7 p.m., so it looks like they're up for like 2 hours. Despite his restraints, he reportedly still managed to flip a wheelchair over in the airport.
Jesus, this guy sounds fucking like superhuman strength.
Yeah. Yeah, he had to have done something.
Or maybe, like, he did some drugs before, and they were kicking in, finally.
Yeah, something was wrong. Like, you don't just burst out of the bathroom like that normally.
Yeah.
And throw that many people off you, cause a fight, yell, "Do you know who I am?" Fucking shrug off a bottle being broken over your head.
While you're restrained, flip over a fucking...
Yeah. Experts sound the alarm as drug-resistant gonorrhea goes global.
I saw that headline. I didn't click on it, but...
So data collected from nearly 80 countries shows that antibiotic resistance is making gonorrhea much tougher, and at times just impossible to treat. The disease is becoming increasingly immune to older and cheaper antibiotics, and treatment-resistant strains are now appearing even in countries where monitoring practices are top-notch.
That's no good.
So, watch out for that new gonorrhea. If you have the old gonorrhea, hang on to that.
It's good to hold on to that. Keep it.
That's going to become a collector's item very soon. Let's see here. That article, while interesting, is about 1,000 paragraphs long. So,
skip reading.
Yeah, let's move into news.
When the some strange news in your neighborhood.
Who you gonna call? Three-hit combo.
The sale of recreational marijuana has been legal for a week in Nevada, and they're running out.
Yeah, and they got, like, what, $3 million in the first week or something? Like, collected in taxes? It was an astronomical number for 1 week.
The state made $1 million. Dispensaries made as much as $3
million. Yeah, that's bananas.
Between Saturday and Tuesday.
That's crazy, dude. And state... States that just like are just like, no, marijuana is bad, but states can look at like Colorado and look how much fucking excess money they have to spend on their state.
Oh yeah,
because of that,
and that fucking planes aren't falling out of the sky.
And yeah, and you know,
there's no like accidents. Not everyone's high 24/7.
Nebraska is spending probably a couple $1 million just to like stop trafficking of it. From Colorado.
Nebraska's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, Nebraska's a dumb fucking state.
Yeah, and you know there's always that old person out there that's like, I heard everyone's high in Colorado now. It's like, no, they're not. That's not real. That's not a thing.
I learned something that the reason states can keep so much of that money is because on the federal level, that's considered drug money and they can't collect on it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that makes fucking sense.
Yeah, like, there's no federal taxes on that. They don't want it.
Yeah, like the dispensaries, yeah, have to pay like federal, I think, income tax or something. But other than that, like, they can't collect tax on the actual product. Yeah, Nebraska, like, every state would have no money problems if they legalized it. And Colorado, I think they have so much excess money now. Like, Colorado used to have a really bad homeless problem because of the weed or something. But now they have so much money that they're doing something about their homeless problem.
That's true, because, I mean, you got to spend it somewhere.
Yeah, so states are stupid if they don't see the benefits of that.
This comes out of the fun racism file.
Did you say fun or phone?
Fun.
Oh, okay.
California traffic sign was hacked to warn people of Asian drivers. This is in Napa, California, over 4th of July weekend. Road sign says, caution, Asian drivers.
I guess it's relatively easy to hack those.
That's what I've heard, too.
Yeah, like you need a laptop and some Wi-Fi and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Man allegedly tried to frame liberals with really weak anti-Trump graffiti. A Connecticut judge has ordered a Trump supporter to stay away from a West Hartford elementary school after police say he vandalized the playground with anti-Trump messages. He allegedly told the police he wanted the graffiti to look like it was made by liberals. On June 15th, Marks went to the playground at Morley Elementary School to play fetch with his dog. He spotted a green Sharpie on the ground and allegedly used it to scribble messages like "Kill Trump," "Left is best," "Bernie Sanders 2020," and "Death to Trump." On objects included a bench, a free library book, shelter on the playground's welcome sign. Mark said he was motivated by anger towards liberals, and they are breaking major laws every day and being disrespectful towards our government, which is the most fucking generalized statement you can to rationalize being angry at something. Why are you angry at them? They're breaking major laws. Go on. Yeah. Explain.
They're just doing it.
The incident was caught on surveillance camera and released to the media. When Mark saw it on the news, he called detectives and turned himself in. He admitted to doing the criminal act and said he regretted it. He said the reason he did do it was to show support towards Trump by having the other side bash him, to show how the other side is basically crazy enough to go and write stuff on a school playground. But it turns out that he's crazy enough to go write stuff on a school playground. He was charged with two misdemeanors, a second-degree breach of peace, and third-degree criminal mischief.
That's just fun.
It's just, what's really funny about it is just the, I'm going to show them how liberals are. That was you, buddy. Like,
we'll make them all look bad.
All right. Speaking of ridiculous politics, NASA politely clarifies it's not running a child slave colony on Mars.
Oh, it was that Alex Jones?
Oh, my God.
That man is so fucking crazy.
Alex Jones needs to be launched into the sun.
This
guy
crazy.
Is such a nut job, and I don't even know if he believes half the shit he says, but he says it, and people believe him, and then people vote because they believe him.
Yeah.
And the guy has absolutely zero credibility. What he does is he preys on people that are, like, skeptical of the media, and so they're like, no, I like this alternative news source. I'll believe literally any shit Alex Jones will give to me because he's not the mainstream media.
The rays from the sun!
Yeah.
Lizard people.
So, like, CNN could run an article that's like, hey, your dad's pretty cool. And Alex Jones could say, actually, you should probably kill your dad. And they'd be like, I believe Alex Jones. He's not the mainstream media. He's not telling me what I want to hear.
InfoWars.
Oh, God. There's an InfoWars sticker on the back of a sign when I come home from work. And every day I want to get out of my car and just, like, scribble it out. Like, stop. Stop spreading this bullshit.
Please stop.
Fucking, like, how do people that support InfoWars not read an article like NASA is running a slave colony on Mars and step back and think, am I doing the right thing by promoting this website? You know, fucking CNN, which they hate, is, you know, running coverage on the G20 summit. But Alex Jones is covering a pedophile ring.
Oh, really?
Out of a pizza shop.
Did you see that the guy that went there with a gun, like, got sentenced for a couple of years?
Good.
Yeah.
Alex Jones should be sentenced, too. If it wasn't for him, he wouldn't have shown up.
Very true. Very true.
So, Jones is helping promote a new outrageous, bizarre, and, as we want to emphasize, bogus theory that NASA is operating a child slave colony on Mars. To make sure this conspiracy doesn't catch fire, NASA was forced to deny it. You know what? I almost think that would make it catch fire more.
Yeah.
Just being, you know, like, of course it's not fucking true, but if they come out and deny it, they're like, oh, that's what NASA wants you to think.
That's what they say.
On Thursday, Jones interviewed Robert David Steele, a man whose Wikipedia page lists him as an American activist and former CIA clandestine services case officer. Steele laid out a strange theory that suggested NASA has not only sent humans to Mars without anyone knowing it, but it has done incredibly evil things in the process. He said, quote, "This may strike your listeners as way out, but we actually believe that there is a colony on Mars that is populated by children who were kidnapped and sent into space on a 20-year ride, so that once they get to Mars, they have no alternative but to be slaves on the Mars colony." Oh, holy shit. Okay, well, there's more. Pedophilia does not stop with sodomizing children. Oh, I didn't know I was going to say that sentence today. It goes straight into terrorizing them to adrenalize their blood and then murdering them. It also includes murdering them so they can have their bone marrow harvested as well as body parts.
What?
Jones responded, "This is the original growth hormone."
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's so fucking bad. "But I know this, we see a bunch of mechanical wreckage on Mars, and people say, oh, it looks like mechanics, and they go, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Clearly, they don't want us looking into what's happening. Every time probes go over, they turn them off." Well, first of all, we haven't found mechanics on Mars. Second of all, probes get old, and they turn off.
I'm just speechless half the time with these guys.
Let's see. Guy Webster from NASA had to comment on this and says, "There are no humans on Mars. There are active rovers on Mars. There was a rumor going around last week that there weren't. There are, but there are no humans." Webster did have a great response when the Daily Beast asked him about the veracity of the rumor, and he said, "There's only one stupid rumor on the internet? Now that's news." Oh, Christ. I don't even know what to say. Just fucking Christ. God damn it. Like, how do you live like this? Just any fucking bullshit. It's like, yeah, that's right. Makes sense. It's different than conventional wisdom, so it must be true.
Yeah, dude, half the time I'm just speechless, like, what people will believe and follow. What?
I blocked my cousin on Facebook because he was a Sandy Hook truther.
Oh, no.
And I called him out on it. I was like, this is fucking disgusting. I'm like, you're a disgusting human being and I'm fucking blocking you.
No, that I cannot believe, dude.
Haven't talked to him since. Good.
Are you going to have to see him at family events?
I don't go to family events.
I have a very conservative cousin that posts shit all the time. And I'm just, it's one of those, I'm waiting for the perfect time to just get, dig in there.
Dig in.
But he's one of those people that doesn't, or that believes that net neutrality shouldn't be a thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because I've posted about how it needs to be regulated more because of fast lanes and stuff. Mm. And he's like, no, man, the government shouldn't have any control over the internet. And I'm like,
It should be treated like a utility.
Yeah, it should be treated exactly like a utility.
If you had to choose between government and corporations having control of the internet, I would fucking choose government day in and day out. Because they're not going to create fast lanes or tiers.
Yeah, dude. Did you see that Google and Facebook are part of that July 12th thing now?
Oh, dude. Like, yeah.
Like the biggins are getting in there now. So, like, Netflix, Amazon, Google, and Facebook are now in it. So, you got those four gargantuans.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking crazy. Yeah, I don't get... I just don't understand why anyone would vote against net neutrality, because, like, unless they've really been indoctrinated that hard, like, it's completely against your interest. There is nothing you can rationalize for yourself
the
that would make it better.
The only people that benefit are the corporations from net neutrality.
Yeah, the only thing that makes you feel good...
from not having net neutrality.
The only thing that would make you feel good about not having net neutrality is that the government's out of my internet. But it's just going to be so much worse. Like,
you know what I feel, and I really fucking hate to say this, but as much as there's protests and comments and everything and all these companies doing it, that fucking asshole in the FCC, Ajit Pai or Ajay Pai.
Oh, God, that fucking guy.
It's gonna fucking happen. And I just feel it, and I hate it. I fucking hate it.
There's so many things going on right now that have no public support, but it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Just do what they want to do.
Yeah.
It'll help my friends. I'll pass it.
Like, they found
there's no public support, but I'll pass it.
They found out, like, half of those comments on the FCC were made by bots with people that, without their permission.
Oh, yeah. People were finding their names on
there. Yeah, their names. I found my name.
Did you?
Yeah, so I followed the link and sent an email to the FCC.
I looked up my name and didn't find it, so I wrote my own thing on there about it.
Yeah, I found mine, and so I rewrote one and sent it.
Christ.
And I also sent emails to Ricketts and Sassy and Fisher.
Yeah.
I always forget the last dude.
Last more. Chick? Fisher?
No. Isn't there... Okay, Ricketts is our governor.
Ricketts is the governor. Sassy and Fisher are the senators. Right. And Bacon is our
Bacon! That's congressman. The one I always forget about.
Yeah. Another thing that's... It's a little bit off topic here, but... I was having a lot of arguments about 15 an hour minimum wage, and it's kind of like the net neutrality where people are like, they're supporting the big corporations and I don't know what they're getting out of it. What exactly, when did asking for a raise become wrong?
I know. Yeah.
Like, how beat down are you? Why don't you want a raise? Like... And then they're like, oh, everything will become much more expensive. It's like, but all of us are getting paid more.
Yeah, everything is expensive.
But it's just, why? Like, how did they con you into helping them so much?
I know.
They don't have your interest in mind. Why do you have their interest in mind?
Do you see, there's a city, fuck, I forgot where the city was, but they're bringing the minimum wage back to like $7.70.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what, let's compare that to, I think it was San Francisco or Seattle that recently raised theirs to 15. Let's see which ways these two cities go. Because I'm going to guarantee you the $15 an hour one's going to be much more successful. Because people are going to have spending money.
St. Louis,
god damn it, St. Louis.
Yeah, they dropped minimum wage from $10 to $7.70.
God, how... There are probably people that are going to get voted back in that literally took money out of your pocket.
Yup.
It's fucking incredible. All right, well, let's end this here.
On a depressed note.
Yeah. So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast, and send us your nudes, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So, for Andy, this is Matt, signing out.